Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Stu. Hello, Steve. Hello, Phil. Hello.
Hello.
Our sipsters and
Chewish folk
out there. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. I'm Mike. I'm the sip part of the show, and that's Stu, and he's the chew part. So, welcome to the show.
Thanks for explaining that, Mike.
Well, every now and then, we got to go in and explain things.
Yeah.
We may have somebody brand new that, like, who are these folks? But anyway, not too often.
Who gave these two guys a show?
But thank you for listening in and watching us on the live feed.
On Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah, there you go.
Or my Twitter feed.
Or his Twitter feed. On this cool, gloomy day outside. So.
Yep. I will not be opening today.
Oh, well. So.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cold and drizzly all day. One last little burst of this cool weather right before it turns into an inferno for six solid months is kind of refreshing. Because it was hot yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, man. I don't know if I'm ready.
We haven't seen hot yet.
Yeah.
We haven't seen hot yet. So it's slow build up. But anywho.
Yeah.
So what would be a good dish today? Soup?
Chili.
Gumbo.
Yeah.
Mm. A lot of crawfish going on, you know, boils everywhere. I think the garage starts there is at 4:30.
Thankfully, prices kind of started coming down.
Finally, well, the drought last year killed the crawfish for big time, and they started out so small and expensive.
Mm.
But yeah, the prices have finally come down. So, you know, I don't eat. I will eat crawfish, but I just don't like to peel them.
Yeah.
But I'll peel shrimp. But it's more meat.
Lazy.
Than shrimp. No, it's not that. I don't want to mess my
face. But the crawfish tastes so much better
than
shrimp.
I don't want to. Huh?
Crawfish tastes so much better
than shrimp.
It's
got more spices. Seasoning.
Oh, just the meat tastes better.
Well, that's
shrimp
why I
tastes like,
it. Like
diet crawfish.
That's why I like it in etouffee and even in gumbo and crawfish pie and just love it like that.
I tell you, and you'll see it restaurants all over the Creole crawfish sauce. One of the easiest things in the world to make. Do you know how to do a heavy cream reduction sauce?
Mm-hmm.
A true Alfredo?
Mm-hmm.
Add blackening seasoning and throw some crawfish in.
There you go.
Simple as that. You can throw the crawfish in with the butter when you're reducing that. It'll help flavor the butter and bring the flavor all through there. But, yeah, it's just Alfredo, add blackening seasoning, throw some crawfish in. And
okay.
It's a phenomenal sauce. It takes what I think is a boring sauce in Alfredo. It's just milk.
Yeah.
And just elevates it with so much flavor because it's a great – the Alfredo is a great base to add flavor to.
Yeah.
It really takes it well because of all the fat content spreading it out. Oh, punch the microphone there. Because of the fat content spreading it across your palate.
Tie his hands down. He can't talk, you know.
he must have a little Italian in him. So anyway.
So where are some of the favorite places you go for crawfish?
Nowhere.
Bozo's.
If Bozo's. I did, I'd go to Bozo's.
Yeah, Bozo's and Pascagoula.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of crawfish. Rouse's. I mean, Rouse's cooks.
Oh, yeah. Piggly Wiggly does it.
Pig, I think Greer's does it.
Yeah, some of them do.
But I just like to show up, and I'll eat the corn, the potatoes, the mushrooms, the cauliflower, any of that.
And the taters, huh?
Corn's the spiciest thing of all because it holds those spices in it.
I'm surprised you didn't say mud bugs at the Loop.
A lot of people that are serving crawfish are actually serving mud bugs.
Well, when I go,
whether they get them live or they get them already boiled,
it's right? an event or someone's house that I get invited
it's
to.
It's a communal thing.
I don't go out and buy crawfish. I go to a bar or an establishment, a rehydration establishment.
No, a dehydration establishment.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. Well, Michael, here's the other side of the work.
Okay.
Is if you're just eating the crawfish tail meat and then throwing everything else away, you're wasting the best part.
I don't do that.
No. You take the heads and the shells.
You're a waster.
You put them in water.
Yeah.
With salt and boil them for about 45 minutes. You've got crawfish stock that is the best thing you will ever start a gumbo with.
And you could freeze that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
Yeah, I keep old-fashioned ice trays at the house when I make my homemade stocks, and then I fill the ice trays with them and freeze it, because each cube is 1 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put them in Ziploc bags, and if you need a cup of chicken stock, you get 8 cubes out of the freezer.
Yeah. Well, very nice.
A long time ago on Dolphin Island, I was competing. I think it's probably the last time I competed on the gumbo cook-off, on Dolphin Island gumbo cook-off. And there was like 3 teams per tent. They were big tents, but he had 3 teams in each tent. And this guy next to me, I'm surprised he even brought his own, brought the shrimp and everything else, because he kept borrowing everything from me. And he put crawfish in, and he won the whole thing. And I said, wait a minute, I get part of that, because half everything you used was mine.
You want to slap him.
One year I forgot to put okra in my gumbo.
Yeah, disqualified. Ted Allen, host of Chop on Food Network. Mm-hmm. We're friends on Facebook. I was lucky enough to interview him for a couple of magazine articles years ago. One of the nicest people I've ever met. But just the other day, he was tweeting about making homemade chicken stock and how, I pack the bones in. He said, so look how thick it is. It's like a jelly. And I told him when I make mine, I pack the bowl with as many chicken wing bones as I can get. So every time I eat wings, I save the bones, throw them in the freezer, until I can fill a pot to the top with chicken wing bones. Then I add my water and make a stock from that. And what's happening is the collagen that is in the bones. And it's what dissolves when it's ribs and you get that lip-smacking thing. That's collagen. Hmm. There's so much collagen in my chicken stock that it is thick like cold gravy.
Huh.
And that makes the richest stock in the world. And I was telling Ted, I said, I brought some into a restaurant one time, and it was so thick we started calling it chicken demi, as in demi-gloss.
Yeah.
And because that's what the consistency is. Man, that's the way to make homemade chicken stock. Just every time you say you eat chicken, save the bones, freeze them until you can fill a pot with the bones, and then bring in enough water and just make your chicken stock. It'll be so thick and luscious and delicious.
Isn't that great information from our in-house Alton Brown? Because Alton does talk about the science of food. Yeah.
Well,
and that's what makes him so unique.
Think about this thing. You're eating all this chicken anyway, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to need chicken stock at some point, whether it's Thanksgiving for gravy or what have you. Now you've got free chicken stock that honestly is so much better than anything you can buy at
the
grocery store.
Well, I like to cook rice in chicken stock.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Half water, half chicken stock.
That's why I cook my grits.
Yeah, and put that in there.
Yeah, I don't generally, unless someone requests cheese and grits, I don't make cheese grits. But everyone thinks my grits are cheese grits because of the chicken stock, making it rich.
Yeah.
Finish it with whole milk, plenty of garlic powder, and people think there's got to be some kind of cheese in it. It's so thick and creamy.
One year in a gumbo competition, I did use, I put chicken stock and water and my rice for the gumbo. So it makes a very flavorful rice.
Yeah, it really
does. Very tasteful.
Not that rice needs much help. You get a good quality like a basmati or jasmine rice, the floral flavor in it is good.
I'm a parboil. I love parboil.
Yeah. I mean just for the flavor of rice. Remember when Shockley had Shisho, the Japanese place there on Dolphin Street? They did a side of rice, a bowl of rice, for $5.
Wow.
And with their homemade soy sauce. And I'm telling you right now, that was the best $5 lunch in downtown Mobile. Just this bowl of perfectly cooked jasmine rice with the homemade soy sauce on it. You didn't need anything else. It was going to fill you up, and God, it was so good.
I was watching a show on Create Channel 4 where I came here, and it was this morning, and it was all about making soy sauce. And there's more soy sauce in the world is made in this little town in Japan than anywhere else in the world. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, fermentation is a practice that we developed that has made mankind survive, and it makes it delicious, too. 251-343-0106. What is that, Mike?
That is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call-in line.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You know, this morning on the Facebook.
On the Facey Spacey?
Yeah. I noticed that Tony Sawyer was at his own restaurant, eat breakfast this morning.
And not traveling the world?
Right. Yeah. Right. He's kind of home, stay at home right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, he posted a picture of a beautiful this arrangement, vegetable arrangement in a cup, in a glass. Just, it was a whole garden of different vegetables.
So you going to go have that?
Well, it had this real spicy sauce that it set in. I don't know if you call it a sauce. It was kind of a little liquefied.
Oh, are you trying to say a Bloody Mary?
Oh, is that what they are? Okay. I know they're, I like the cauliflower. That's the only time I really like celery is when it's in that special sauce. But it had some olives and I think some bacon and some, okra. It had okra. Does that make it gumbo? A gumbo margarita?
Not with tomato.
I mean,
no.
A Bloody Mary?
No, New Orleans, it doesn't. There's no tomato in, so gumbo anyway, in New Orleans.
Anyway, yes. Yeah. Bob's downtown down in the corner. Fat Happy, which is North Francis and St. Francis and, of course,
Noja.
Noja. Well, we're right behind Noja.
Yeah, but the street is Noja.
Yeah,
North
Jackson.
That's where Noja gets its name, North Jackson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had to tell you one day what he was actually going to call that restaurant.
Yeah. But before Shockley took it over, it was a place called, I want to say, Guinevere's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I remember that. It lasted about 3 months because that was back in those days where if Mobilians had to take more than 3 steps off of Dolphin Street, they wouldn't go anywhere.
I remember it well.
Yeah. And now you would think they wouldn't walk here. It's a quarter of a block. Nope. If your door wasn't on Dolphin Street, they were not going
my
in.
My gumbo shop was behind Three Georges, and people would not walk off of Dolphin.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, there wasn't no heroes back then. It was Big Kahuna, I think Tony was just starting up, the other Tony was just starting up Spotted Tea, and all that was just getting started. So I was way ahead of myself.
Yeah.
At the time. But
I mean, it was the same thing that Panini Pete found at his first location.
Yeah.
It was one block off of Dolphin. They weren't coming. So he moved around the corner of Dolphin Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the business went from being a lunch business to a late night business. So he twisted it to Squid Ink, and the rest is history.
There you go, as they say. Yep. But also, we want to thank the fine folks over there at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah has, I've watched her. All the events that she's been participating in and catering her family, some of her family members, weddings, and she's a busy woman.
Yeah, she called me Saturday to ask me how many pans of mac and cheese she needed for 100 people.
All right.
And the answer is?
When you're talking those hotel pans, the long ones, the full hotel pan is supposed to be 100 4-ounce portions of whatever you put in there, or 58-ounce portions. So I told her to go ahead and do a pan and a half. That gives her a little extra. Because 4 ounces is not as much as you would think it is, but it's exactly what you should have. Your side dish should not be over 4 ounces. You know, your protein should be 4 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
And to help visualize 4 ounces of protein, picture a deck of cards. That's 4 ounces of chicken or beef or stuff. And that's really all you should have at a sitting in a meal if you're trying to eat healthy. And if people did that, just limited themselves to that, and then piled a bunch more vegetables that they love on there, they would get full, have a satisfying meal, eating whatever they wanted, because you could have 4 ounces of ribeye. It's not a problem. You can chicken fry it if you want.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's just the 4 ounces. And I bet Cookie would say that she thinks that a vegetable-forward meal is a good meal. I wish Cookie were here to say whether or not she agrees with that.
She is.
Oh, okay, Cookie. Do you like a vegetable-forward meal?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're on the phone.
Okay, I'm all you got, right?
You win by default.
I just got to say that you guys have come so far.
I came all the way from Sims.
Yeah. I mean, as far as from, you know, some of the things that y'all, when you first start anything, you know, it's always going to be a little difficult, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Well, then we got old and our bodies changed.
Well, you know, hey, Cookie, in 2 weeks from today is our anniversary.
Yep.
It was a May 5th also. It was a Cinco de Mayo, and our first guest was Armando from Los Rancheros, Aztecas, and that group. Yep. So. We'll have to see if we can get him on again.
Hey,
what's that?
Well, y'all aren't the only ones that are getting old. We are. If you were born today, you're getting older, right?
You'll be older tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And it's not just because of, now, okay, more specifically, the things regarding making the broths. And not wasting the food.
Right.
Being realistic about not only your pocketbook, but the economy of everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you are born today, the planet's getting smaller, apparently, right? So you want to do every doggone thing you can to make, you can't waste anything.
Hey,
right.
Every time I go to somebody else's house, I'll always get like a scoop of dirt from their yard. When I get back, throw it in mine, so my yard just keeps getting bigger.
Well, you don't put that in the soup, Mike. I mean, come on. But you put it in your garden, and it does. It gives that great. I mean, look, obviously. Mr. Science there knows a lot more about it than I do. But I know enough about it to know that diversion of dirt, shall we say, does actually improve the processes of your soil much of the time. I mean, you got to, you know, like anything else, you got to be as educated as you can. But like I said, I'm just so proud of you guys. You know, not only are you talking about delicious stuff, but you're talking about kitchen economy.
Yep.
And look, I don't care how many. Well, even if you're restaurant people, which I am, and have been, you're still not going to eat out all the time, right? You're going to eat at home.
I would like to.
I mean, and especially if you've got kids, you know? So in these days and times, you guys are being social workers too, okay?
Yeah. Hey, if you've got kids and struggling to find time to cook is a problem, teach your kids to cook.
I've learned to cook at a very early age.
That's not only is that a good bonding thing, you're teaching your kids a life skill that, quite honestly, as a parent, they should have before they leave your house.
Yeah,
your child should be able to cook a hamburger or a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, instead of going to the store
and good places.
Yeah, but
good places to start are.
But
you
once
know,
they start cooking, you don't have to anymore. See?
I hadn't thought about that, but maybe that's why my grandmother taught me to make cornbread.
Yeah.
When I was 6 years old, standing on the kitchen chair in her kitchen.
Yeah. My grandmother taught me how to make biscuits at age 5.
First thing my mother taught me was how to fry an egg.
Yep.
And then I moved up to grilled cheese
above,
sandwiches.
Man. Wow. Keep going. Just keep at it, okay? I love you, and I thank you.
Thank you, Cookie.
All right, Cookie. Have a great day. Hey. We did not mention Butch Cassidy.
I know it.
They're in Flochelle.
I know it.
So go to Butch Cassidy's there in Flochelle.
And they silently recently had an anniversary. So
yeah. Well, 31 is not, it's not a round number.
Still 31.
It's not divisible by
just saying how many restaurants don't make it to 1 year.
Yeah.
You know?
I am.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche there. Yeah. But speaking of other anniversaries, did you mention while I was out of town last week?
None of that. Nothing
what?
You sent me. Hey, we had a guest in here. We had a lot of information.
I've got to go back and listen to it.
And a lot of calls.
Had a lot of response on Facebook, too.
Yeah. We need to have her back on to go. We were able to put Jennifer in front of an audience that mm-hmm. doesn't usually listen to her show. And they had questions. She has wonderful knowledge. And she kept using words and stuff that were big. And I told people, you know why she does that? Because she did her research. You do yours.
That's what
yeah.
I like to do.
Just because you hear someone on the radio, see them on TV or YouTube or something, and they sound really knowledgeable. Mike is extremely knowledgeable about wine. I know this because I've known the man for years and I know his reputation. But if he tells you something, you should double check it.
Sometimes. I get
every
it wrong
time.
Sometimes.
Right, exactly.
I get it wrong sometimes.
And what it will do is if you double check it every time, you'll see how accurate he is most of the time, and then he can earn that trust.
I'll give you an example when I come back.
All right, 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
A butter and egg man.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Stu.
Hey, listen. We're going to talk about you being wrong, remember?
Listen, one thing you can check me on, folks. You know, the cicadas are coming out. Oh, world peace is going to end. There's not Lucas. That much, but
frogs
cicadas is going to invade the world. Mm-hmm. But here's how we can battle that.
They're edible.
Eat them. Just eat them.
And when you were in Sunday school and you were taught Christ went into the woods for 40 days and 40 nights and he fasted and he survived mm-hmm. on locusts and water. The locusts were cicadas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and John the, actually ate cicadas too.
Well, yeah, but John was a little
I looper. Noticed. I noticed.
John ate a lot of things.
Yeah, then he lost his head.
I noticed there's a number of restaurants mm-hmm. in the U.S. and around the world that are doing menus with cicadas on it.
The U.S. is pretty much, and maybe Canada, are the only places that in Europe. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, most of Africa, Asia, Central America, South America have always eaten insects. They're a great source of lean protein. They're extremely healthy. The reality is we've got way too many human beings on this rock that we live on. And within 100 years, the main source of protein is going to have to be insects. We're not going to be able to produce enough cow, chicken, and pig to feed everybody.
There's a lot of groups out there, groups of people, they're saying, eating cows is, it's got a face, you're killing it, PETA and all them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a source that says...
You cook the face, too, because the cheek meat is the most delicious part.
And then you got another segment of the groups, other groups saying, we got to get rid of cows because they're
farting
and messing up the ozone and the environment. And I'm thinking...
Gas.
Well, I'm eating the cows, but I'm only one man.
I'm eating them as fast as
what
I
do
can.
We do here? But anyway,
on all of those subjects, to an extent, every one of them is right. To a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. To a certain level, yes.
Right. And you take the bits and pieces of each one that are logical and actually make sense, and you apply them. I'm not giving up steak.
Mm-mm.
I love red meat. If the doctor tells me you got a red... Give up red meat, or you're going to die 5 years sooner. I'm going to die 5 years sooner.
You may die tomorrow. You never know.
But I don't have to eat a 24-ounce ribeye every time I eat a steak.
Right.
I can get a flat iron that goes about 5 or 6 ounces, and I can get by with that. And I get my steak satisfaction, and then I have this plate full of roasted vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, onions and mushrooms with steak is fantastic.
Oh, I grilled or fried radishes. The other
oh,
night.
Really?
Radishes and onions.
Did you thin slice them or whole?
With bacon. And not too
like
thin,
a chip
but I did
or,
thin. Yeah.
Yeah,
like a chip.
Okay.
I had seen where a lady I know, her husband was with used to play with a real famous human being, musician around the world.
Human being. Thanks for narrowing that
down.
But
he passed away a few years ago. And but she had posted on there, she made fried radishes. I said, I got to try this because I'll try anything. So I went and got some radishes. I already had an onion. Put some bacon pieces, cut them about bite size. That was, I don't eat, I don't like radishes.
I do.
I call them dirt apples.
I love them.
But that was delicious.
They're very prevalent in Mexican, with traditional Mexican cuisine. There's always usually some thinly sliced red radishes with stuff on the side. Sometimes they're pickled. The banh mi sandwich is great. You know, it comes from Vietnam. And it has pickled carrots and daikon radish. And the daikon is really long. It looks like a great big white carrot almost kind of thing. But it's the mildest of radishes.
I'm going to tell you, I am enjoying more and more vegetables that are being pickled.
Yeah.
Enjoying them.
Yeah, that brings us back to the fermentation that I was talking about earlier. It's a preservation technique that we use that also infuses
also
a lot of flavor.
Intestinally.
It does. It does. But also, if you're having acid reflux,
don't do that.
Yeah. No. Or eat more pH balancing foods like broccoli, cauliflower. Your cruciferous vegetables are great at equaling out your pH.
But going back to what we originally was going to talk about with the cicadas.
Cicadas,
what wines to pair with them?
Oh yeah.
The experts say, and they do. The experts also say remove the wings and the legs first.
Okay.
Before cooking them and eating. Yeah. So that could be a little rough. So that makes sense to me. But
I thought they'd fry up crispy like a chip.
Mourvedre, Merlot, and a dry Riesling.
I got to say, the first one sounds like something you'd have with a steak.
Mourvedre, yeah.
Is that red?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Spanish use it, too, to make the rosés with. Mourvedre. Yeah.
What do they use for sangria, typically?
Basic.
Just red table wine?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sugar.
Put a lot of sugar and fruit in it.
Yeah.
You were talking about beef, and there's a great alternative. It's called buffalo. Got a collar.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
James?
I'm a huge fan of bison.
And that's no
huge
bull, fan. Is it? That's no bull.
Hey, James.
James, you're on the air.
You got some bison to sell us?
Oh, just some good advice.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
know, there's a lot of people out there that will tell you silly stories from the government on down. I mean, just go back 4 years, remember all the BS that we heard during COVID-19. And, you know, at one time I've heard there were 70 million bison walking around on North America. We didn't seem to experience any global warming with 70 million bison walking around on North America. The biggest problem that we probably are facing right now is simply overpopulation. And these people that will tell you how evil and bad America is never discuss the real solution. So I would say to have faith in yourself, have faith in God, and rather than listen to people that don't really know what they're talking about, eat an apple every day, walk a mile every day, pray about the problems, and just do the best you can and keep your head. You know, there's a lot of great stories we get in nursery school, and one of them is a story of Chicken Little where people telling you the world is falling in, or the sky is falling in. And it'll be okay. So stay calm, have faith in God, have faith in yourself. And just, if you could you tell me why in, say, the year 1500, we didn't have some of these global warming issues that we're having today?
Because we were in the middle of the beginning of the mini ice age, which lasted about 500 years. Part of it was going on during the American Revolution, which is why the Delaware River was so frozen when Washington went to conquer the British.
Yeah.
I've heard stuff like that, and I want to thank you because that makes the point. God is in control, and keep that in mind. We had nothing to do with the little ice age. We had nothing to begin it. We had nothing to stop it. Yeah. It's going to be okay, and you know,
or
have faith
it's
in
not,
yourself.
And there's nothing we can do about that either, right? If it's not okay,
probably
that's also prophesied.
Well, I think the prophecy is that it will be okay if you follow the Lord,
so. Right?
You know, just stay cool. And, you know, one thing that we've gotten away from is giving people freedom of choice to do what they want and respect other people. We
Absolutely.
Have a group of people today that want to force their opinions down your throat. And that's not fair. Now, personally, I would not want to eat crickets and cicadas. But if you are into that, I have no problem with you getting a chocolate-covered cricket. And, you know, if I've had a few glasses of wine, you might convince me to try it one day.
And you know what? You'd probably want more than one, too. I haven't tried them yet. I understand it's delicious.
They're like Lay's potato chips. You can't just have one.
Well,
I'll probably have to have some wine in me before I'll do that. But I enjoy your show, and I think y'all do a great job, and keep it up.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it so much.
All right.
Like I always said, I see it all the time, hear it all the time. Leave it in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Hand it to God. He's right.
But Leonard, and that's something else, a good point to kind of reach out to is, you know, we need to focus on ourselves, not to, in a selfish
Absolutely.
Way, but
mm-hmm.
your own business first. If you want to talk about
you gotta love yourself first.
Yeah, you got to take the log out of your own eye, kind of thing, you know.
And I've taken better inventory of myself and what I put in my body, what I eat, what I drink, because I've got things I need that I don't want to burden other people with.
Yeah.
And I want to handle those myself so that it's not a burden when I do leave this earth. I'm not a burden.
Well, you gotta
what I leave behind
first,
is not a burden.
And then once you get to know, I tell my kids all the time, once you get to know yourself better, now you're more prepared to help others.
Mm-hmm.
So it really begins with you first. The other thing is, and you think about this, that's part of the reason why people are so confused, if you will, with social media, because we're so focused on what everybody else is doing, we're not really thinking.
I think social media has been one of the biggest downfalls of society.
Well, so it was the newspaper.
But
so
it's been good.
You know,
it's been good.
It's how you use
to
it.
To an extent. Yeah, it's how you use it.
Yep.
That's what I think. I've gotten a lot of good recipes and learned a lot about wine on social media. But, hey, Shelby, I'm working on it, hon. I'm going to get that barbecue sauce back out in the market soon.
What barbecue sauce would that be?
The Bailey's original root beer barbecue sauce. It's fine for dipping. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a dipper.
Great on wings. Absolutely
great
fantastic on wings.
Great to cook with.
Mix a little in mayonnaise to make an aioli. It's terrific. Mike never, ever tried that, but it was
until
such
you
a
did
good,
it.
Yeah,
until
it's
you did
such
it.
A good aioli.
And it's good in Bloody Marys, too, believe it or not. It just gives more kick because it's got some spice in it. Mm-hmm. But if you remember, Shelby, I don't know if you remember or not, last year I went to Anniston, I think it was, and I took an Auburn class, and I have an Auburn certificate where I can start making it myself now instead of hiring other companies to do it, and that way it's my fault if it doesn't taste right and I don't put out a lot of cash ahead of time but if it's not good. But yeah, I am working on it, I am working on it, and it'll be back out in the market soon, I promise you. I got some new items too coming out.
Well, we're gonna put some limeade in a bottle.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, go fact check me with my wine pairings. And there's probably some other wines you could make some cicada. How about a cicada mac and cheese? That's the real question I want to know.
Just a cicada topping so you have the crunch.
And there you go.
There is a region.
No. You took the heads off? I mean, I don't want to
peach
look
tail
at me.
Suck
that's
the head,
part
right?
of my problem, like with fish.
Eat it from the other end.
<Ba-dum-bum-psh>.
Okay.
There is a region of Mexico, Oaxaca, which
is
not.
This is starting not sound good.
Right. Now, hearing the name Oaxaca, you would not guess that the first two letters are OA. But, yeah, Oaxaca. It is famous because Oaxaca City, the largest city in Oaxaca, the capital of the province, has an open-air market where you can sample all kinds of insects.
We're going to have to fact-check this name, folks.
But look,
Oaxaca.
Look.
I had a friend of mine who was Mexican work with me for months until I could get the pronunciation at least close. And or, as he said, close enough for a white guy.
But you look at Andrew Zimmer.
Yeah, Zimmern.
Zimmern.
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain and others who have gone to these foreign countries. Yeah. There's two chefs on travel people on Create Channel that they traveled all these countries, especially Egypt and the Middle East, and they're eating
Morocco,
all
yeah.
these things. Morocco and
yeah. Yeah, that would be
India.
Morocco would be a wonderful country to visit for that kind of stuff. It's because it's right there on the Mediterranean, north part of Africa, right across from Europe.
Yeah,
so such a great influence.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club. text and call in line.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I got some things to Hey.
Hey.
What's a good place for breakfast on a day like that?
Y'all need to go down and have breakfast at Bob's Downtown Diner, corner Fat Happy, and order that vegetable platter in a cup with a special liquidy sauce
soup
on it.
Yeah, it was a gazpacho.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
But tell them Stu sent you,
yeah,
and Mike.
It's a spiked gazpacho.
That's it.
That's what he should call that,
that's
spiked
it
gazpacho.
And then, you know what would be good in that? You know how they put bacon sometimes?
Some Hall's Cajun sausage?
Some Hall's Cajun sausage or venison sausage.
Or Red Hot.
Or the Red Hots. Yeah. There you go. That'll spice up some of those radish, fried radishes or collards. I've used them collards and when I made my own swamp soup.
I bet that
soup
would be good.
Oh, yeah. But be sure to look for that brand out there. I know the pig on University Boulevard has it.
Yeah.
And it's just a great product. And they seem to be growing. And I'm glad to see the hometown people doing good.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Butch Cassidy's over there on in the middle of Flow Shell at Florida
the
and
heart
O'Shale
of
Flo Shell,
brother.
Heart. You can feel it beat
right
there. So thank you. All those folks are helping us out. And did you know, we've got some things coming up. Next Saturday is the Bald Eagle Bash.
Right.
Over at
Weeks Bay, right?
Weeks Bay. Yeah. And it's
we
right
were
there
last year.
You see it right as you're like going over that bridge. If you went over that bridge east, you done messed it.
Yeah. But it's okay. You can turn around when you get to the other end.
Turn around. Come back.
I do believe that last year when we were down there, we were doing some gold shrimp and three cheese mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That some idiot pulled out a little rod and reel right there in the middle of this event
and
started fishing.
Instead of, and I'm over there having
and I didn't
sleep
catch a thing.
But I saw some great rigs. I saw some great kayak fishing rigs there that day.
Yeah. I
was impressed.
Yeah.
Probably $10,000, $12,000 or more of stuff.
The custom built ones like Vlad was getting done in Fairhope. There's a place in Fairhope that makes great custom made ones. I believe it's around $4,000 or $5,000. That's just for the kayak itself, you know.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And then you trick it out with the other stuff.
Yeah.
That's one of the fun things about it.
Yeah.
Is
tricking
making
it
each. Yeah, really. Because you're customizing
trick
it
the fish.
Well, no,
the
you're
bite
customizing it to exactly what you want. Maybe you want your rod holder further up in the kayak, or you want it right next to your seat or something, as opposed to where the factory makes it. You customize that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like, if you use a depth sounder or any of those, you might like it on the left, whereas I like it on the right. You know, maybe you want it in the very front of the boat. Maybe I want it right next to me. That's what I say. You could customize all those things to exactly the way you want it. That's one of the reasons kayaking is so popular.
Yeah.
It's because you can lay out, you know, like my kayak was $600.
I saw a guy yesterday as I was going across the bay, and the bay was chopping. He's out there in his kayak, and he's trying to get back in. And he was getting it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that guy's probably seasick right by now.
You're only, no.
But he was fishing, though. He was out there fishing.
Yeah, well, you're exposed. Seasickness usually comes when you can't see the horizon.
Yeah.
So your body cannot resolve the motion you're feeling with the you're not seeing any. That's usually what causes it, because you're inside a cabin or something, which just looks like you're at the house, but your body can feel the motion. And that's why they say just go out on the deck and stare out at the water. That usually takes care of it.
Going back to the Bald Eagle Bash.
Yes.
Could that guy been related to you that was out there fishing?
Spitting image. Well, we got us a caller real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
What was the question?
DJ, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
My question is, I saw it advertised a place in Lewisdale, Mississippi, Agricola area, I believe, called DJ's Steakhouse. And they're advertising crab legs, all you can eat, for $39.95, something like that. And they got steak and a buffet. Have you ever heard of that place? My wife and I were thinking about eating there sometime.
No, that must be new. Deborah Hodges, if you are listening, she is the queen of Agricola, for those of you who didn't
know. Early Agricola, Lewisdale area.
Yeah. But we'll try and get a report from her because she really knows a lot.
What's the name of it again?
DJ Steak and Seafood. We're looking at it on the computer up here. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for letting us know. We got to try it. Mike loves hanging out in Agricola.
You know what? Because it's a great place, though. They got the Magnolia Pie Place.
Yeah.
People stand in line.
And there's
all day.
Like a barbecue place that's there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think it's the pig and the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken and the pig, good stuff.
In
Loosedale. Well, that's probably the post office that's going to handle it. Yeah, or really, because Agricola is unincorporated.
Well, that's true, but it says it listed on Facebook as DJ Steak and Seafood in Loosedale.
The Al's Country Kitchen on Moffett Road between Sims and Wilmer is listed as Wilmer, but it's in the community of Fairview because the Wilmer post office handles it.
It says in the United States of America too.
United States of America. Yeah.
Okay, here's what I mean. I wonder how long they've been in business. Never heard of them.
Well, how long ago were you there?
Well, look here. They got chocolate cake and peach cobbler.
Ooh.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going just for that.
Have you been to Loaves and Fishes there in Tanner Williams yet?
No, but I've been to JJ's. Fishers?
Yeah, this is in Tanner Williams Road on the right. It's heard a catfish house. But, Mike, every day they have three or four different homemade cakes to choose from for dessert.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Those cakes. And you can't ever fit them. You get them to take them home and you eat them later. Because after all that catfish.
You know, I just can't. I'll be glad when I finally get my goal weight. Because one thing I'm doing, I haven't had steak in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
A nice big prime rib or ribeye.
Well, doesn't have to be big to get your craving, though. That's what
it's
got to
be.
Talking.
What, 4 ounce? Got to fit in a deck
of cards.
That's
what I'm saying. Like a flat iron. And then you go ahead and slice it down thin and spread it out. Now it's going to look big. And you've got it over a bowl of quinoa or whatever crap you're putting it on top of. And you get full off of that, but you've got steak everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inexpensive that way. You stretch it out. You're not eating sandwiches right now. That's a great way to get a steak craving taken care of. If you and a couple of friends are all craving steak, go get one big steak and make four or five steak sandwiches out of it.
There you go.
So y'all get a healthy portion, but you're getting that steak craving.
Yeah.
And usually with me, when I crave steak or something like that, it means my iron is low. Mm-hmm. The body makes you crave what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the nose knows.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I've heard recently is the nose knows. If you smell something that you didn't normally have a craving for, and all of a sudden it does, like you just said, your body knows.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad he explained that because I wasn't sure where he was going with that. But now that makes perfect sense.
But get out there and next week and support the Bald Eagle Bash.
The 14th annual.
Eagle Bash. And it goes for a worthy cause.
Yeah, they keep all of that clean like Weeks Bay. It's all kinds of stuff to help keep.
And it's a fun event.
It was fantastic.
Had a great time.
A great location.
Time, great music.
Right there on Weeks Bay, too.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful
thing. Remember the tide came in?
Actually, you can go to SouthAlabamaLandTrust.org.
Great organization.
Bald-Eagle-Bash.
Yeah.
If you want. So.
And that's why we got a pro.
We were sitting there, Steve, and I turned around, and all of a sudden the water's like right at our tent. And I'm going, the tide's coming in. What are we going to do? And it went back out.
That's probably a good thing.
Next week, we're going to talk about Billy Stitt. And maybe we can get Billy on.
Billy Stitt?
Billy Stitt.
Okay, because it sounded like you said Billy Stepp. And I was like, is this a new dance?
He wants to talk, and we want to talk about an event he's involved in.
Yeah, we were just talking on Twitter yesterday. He's looking good, man. He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he really.
I told him he's looking svelte.
Svelte.
Yeah, and seriously, svelte. I mean, dude, he looks like he weighs like 160.
Goat.
Goat.
I was looking at a goat anyway. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Servers earn your tips.
Oh, they are
people,
right now.
Please tip. Yeah. Please tip.
Oh,
that's how they back to.
And don't forget, when it comes down to it, provolone.